Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to.
Oh, that Jesus spoke about.
To pass in the last days,
that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it.
How could God use a nobody like me? wonder what I could ever do for God. So I've been praying and saying, Lord, please choose another person, someone better and someone more.
This is how to serve. Limitation. God have been made by many Christians since the days of the first apostles, but I regret to report that the work of God has not been taken up seriously, nor has it been prosecuted of the early Christian church. Indeed, there were candles in the dark. Oh, be a candle in the dark. Lord, I wanna be a candle. Mission is completed by the ministry of the first apostles. They say we have lots of souls in our own countries. If God intends the salvation of the world, He will somehow bring the gospel to them. I'll bring them to the gospel. Today, most Christians sit at ease, have no concern for lost sinners. They don't want to be candles in the dark. For the consideration of you who sit at ease, I offer these observations. If the whole body of Christians entered heartily into the Great Commission and loved the souls of their fellow creatures more than they love themselves, and more than they love their own lives, they could become candles in the dark. They could become saviors of this world. Oh yeah, candles in the dark. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. You may be seated. How many are already blessed? Remember your Creator. Life as you know it will soon be gone. This thing can go off. Beautiful. Today is a short Bible lesson. Hebrews 11. The faith of the elders. Hebrews 11. The faith of the elders. Amen. I believe you have all read many times Hebrews 11 verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. All right? Now, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Now, who are these elders? 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, we have the same word. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. 1 Timothy 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. 1 Timothy 5, 19. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Another place you find this word is 1 Peter 5, 1. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the what? Of the glory that shall be. Verse 2. What does it say? Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. So these elders, as you keep seeing here, are no other than what? Preachers and ministers. It's actually the word presbyter, which we have in the Presbyterian Church. Then, 2 John chapter 1, verse 1, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but they also that have known the truth. So you see here, John also calls himself one of the elders. And in 3 John chapter 1, verse 1, most people just know verse 2, but verse 1 says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. So the word elder, as you can clearly see, is actually used for people that are in the ministry. So the faith of the elders is the faith of people who are in the ministry. This evening, revival service is for ministry. If you are not interested in ministry, you shouldn't have come, because it's about ministry work. All right? You can come in the morning. There's even a very early service by 8. You finish with God. But this one is not like that. All right. Now, by faith, the elders obtain a good report. So, what does verse 1 say? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtain a good report. In other words, by having evidence of things not seen and by having substance of things hoped for, the elders obtained a good report. So it's very important that you and I have a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. In other words, we should have things that we hope for in the ministry. So until you have things that you hope for in the ministry, you are not going to have faith. Are you with me? Or you don't understand? It's English. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So you must hope for something. All right? And evidence of things not seen. So you must see things that are not seen. Okay? And then verse 2 says that by it. Can this one also go off? It's making noise. I need noiseless. Beautiful. I don't think it's too hot now. You'll be okay. Those of you who want to lose weight, you can lose weight by the time you leave church. Yeah, it's fine. Now, if you want to do well in ministry, you need faith. You need faith in ministry as an elder. It says, by it, the elders obtain a good report. If you want to do well in ministry and also have a good report as a minister, as an elder, like John or Peter, you need faith. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Yeah. By it, the elders obtain a good report. You need faith. So faith is necessary for a good report in ministry. So faith is substance of things you hope for. So you must have hopes for something before you can have faith for something. Or you don't understand the revelation. All right? Now, many people don't have hopes for certain things in ministry. So you must believe God to have hope for certain things in the ministry. Amen. Amen. So when you have hope and you are hoping for certain things, you can have faith. And when you have faith, you can have a good report. Or it's not easy to understand. Hope, faith, good report. Okay? Hope, faith, good report. Not hope, holiness, good report. Holiness is important. Without it, you cannot see God. But I'm just saying what is written here. Hope, faith, good report. So if you want a good report, you need to believe a lot of things. You need to see things that are not seen. If you don't see things that are not seen, you will not do well. So just quickly on the things not seen, like the anointing. You know, you need to have, you need to believe in something you can't see. So I believe that God had called me to the ministry. I believe that he had anointed me. You see, it is a belief. And through the belief of something I can't see, I'm doing something in ministry. I hope it's easy to understand. You look depressed this evening. Are you depressed?
It's a deep message.
Great. All right? Faith, hope, faith, good report. Verse 2, by it, which is, put one and two together. Put one and two together. Faith is the substance of things you hope for, evidence of things you can't see. For by it, that is the one above, things you are hoping for and things you don't see. These two things are going to give you a good report in heaven. Amen. Amen. Not necessarily on earth, but in heaven. So, have faith, and God is going to use you mightily. And you are going to have a good report in heaven. Okay. So what are some of the things you should be hoping for? Ephesians 4 and verse 11. He gave some apostles. If you want to read from verse 10, he ascended, descended, and ascended that he might fill all things. So God fills everything. God is everywhere. Then he gave, these are the great gifts that he gave. So instead of hoping for money and hoping for cars, hope that you will be one of the great apostles, great prophets, great evangelists, great pastors, and great teachers. Yeah. What do you think? Yes. You must, hope is to be excited and to have a longing feeling towards something that you are happy about. When you don't have faith, you are depressed. Okay? So, from today, this is, like I said, a very short Bible lesson. Have great hopes in your apostolic possibilities. That maybe you can be a great apostle. How about that? Yes. Instead of aiming to be a great owner of a restaurant or a chop bar or to sell iron rods, have great hopes that you will be a great apostle. Yes. And if you have that hope, it means you can have faith. And if you have faith, you can have a good report. So a great apostle, you know, it's very sad that people veer off. Turn this one also off. Turn them all off, actually. We are okay. We were here before these things came. And we'll be here after they are gone. So, don't have hopes to be driving a Mercedes Benz. It's not a good hope. I hope to have a Mercedes Benz. Don't have that hope. This is what you should hope to be. A great apostle. What is a great apostle? An apostle is a builder of churches. Maybe we should start down. Because by the time you get to the senior ones, in 1 Corinthians 12, he tells us that he has set in the church first apostles, second prophets. 1 Corinthians 12. He has set first apostles, secondarily prophets. So it's been ranked. is being ranked and arranged. So a prophet or an apostle is not the same as a pastor. A prophet is senior to a pastor or a teacher. Okay? So let us start with the lower one. These are the fivefold ministry. So let's say, have a great hope that you'll be a great teacher. How about that? What is a great teacher? A great teacher is somebody who teaches the word, and people choose to listen to that person's teaching. Then you are a great teacher. People choose to listen to your preaching. That makes you a great teacher. Take a great teacher like Derek Prince. I'm not talking of miracles. No miracle. Forget me, miracle. Because we are dissecting it. They are all separate. No miracle. Just talking. You get what I'm saying? There are people that they are talking is nice. And you can listen to it for a long time. That's a great teacher. And you can have a hope to be a great teacher. Yes. And when you have hope, then you can have faith. And you can then be. And then you can have a good report. Instead of hoping to have a Mercedes Benz, hope to be a great teacher. I hope I'll be a great teacher. When I was in university, I told my beloved, I don't know if she was my beloved then, that one day I'll sit on a hill and I imagine that people will come and I will teach. I just wanted to be a teacher of the word, a great teacher. And I felt that Jesus Christ was the greatest teacher because we never forget his teachings and his stories. He has a lot of stories. And we all remember, even if we don't remember the verses, we remember the stories. True or not true?
True.
So I wanted to be a teacher, a great teacher. And that's the hope that I've carried with me. And that hope produced faith that I'll be a great teacher. And I'm teaching. A lot of people listen to my preaching. I've never hoped for a Mercedes Benz. Why hope for the wrong things? Yes. The other time I checked my podcast, it was number one podcast, and even in the UK, it was challenging a BBC podcast. Yes. Yeah. Teachings. Yes. Not miracles. Miracles also there. It's different. Yes. So have hope that you will be a very great teacher of the word. That even in the afternoon, you see, today I was preaching and it was getting to 5 o'clock. Yes. And my church was here. We started in the morning. It was getting to 5. Yes. Wazabanga. And we are back. Yes. So have this dream and have this hope in you. Hope keeps you going. In the morning, I told them about the story of the mouse. a mouse was put in a big bucket that it cannot come. The water was down, but enough, lot of water to drown it. And the bucket is high like that, so it couldn't climb out. And it was put in a dark room. Physiology lab in medical school, we have a dark room. Who remembers that room? Do you remember that room? What do they do there? They develop films. Films and things like that, yeah. Black, if you go, I've been there to pray before. You know, when I was in school, I go inside the room and pray. The dark room, yeah. Yes. And the mouse was put in the deep bucket and they closed the door, no light. 3 minutes, it was dead. It drowned. Then they took the mouse's brother. Same mother, same father. And put the brother in the same bucket with the same level of water. Closed the door in the same room, but they put a pinhole light at the top. The mouse's brother swam for almost 24 hours. Wow. Count how many more times. It saw the light. There was hope. And it kept him moving, swimming and paddling for 24 hours more. Hope keeps, you see, the hope that I can one day be a teacher, that people will one day buy my cassettes or get the messages. How do you get messages now? Podcasts or whatever. And listen without sleeping. It's a great hope that you can have. And that they will love to travel to come and listen to you talking. That's a great teacher, Temba. You can be a great teacher. I said, you can be a great teacher. Yes. If you have hope that these great things that God has given us, you can be one of the great options, one of the greatest options of a teacher. It will bring you great hope and great faith for that thing to happen. And it will push you towards it. And before you realize, you stand to speak and people are just like, you see Joyce Meyer? She's a woman. Watch the auditoriums across the world. Full. They sit there and they listen to her talking. There's not a miracle. You know, one day somebody went to a funeral and he came back. I said, how was the funeral? I said, the funeral was okay, but they didn't serve us even one groundnut. So, Joyce Meyer is preaching, not even one miracle. Just talking. No groundnut. Not even one. Just talking. It's full. She's a woman. Yes. Yes. So, these are possible hopes for your life. And everybody can learn and gravitate and push toward becoming a great teacher of the word. Yes. You can. I said, you can. I'm showing you something. You can. You know, it's something you can be. You can be a great teacher. I said, you can, boy or girl, you can be a great teacher of the word. It should be one of the things you hope for. And the hope will make you have faith. And the faith will make you have a good report one day. You can teach better. You can talk better. You can speak nicer. You can preach with more power, with more anointing. Are you listening to me? When you are a great teacher, you'll be invited over and over and over. It's amazing. Yes. Yesterday I received an invitation to Singapore. The day before I received an invitation to Bangladesh. The day before I received an invitation to Nicaragua. Before I received an invitation to Canada. Invitation. More. They want you to come and teach on these things that you talk about. No, they didn't have for any miracles. You see, the teaching anointing on its own is such a wild thing. It's such a wild thing. We'll come to miracles. But that's not what I'm talking about. On its own, it's a very wild thing. Yes. On its own, it's a very wild thing. I don't mean dry going through off. Unrelated subject matter. Now, when your teaching ministry grows further, you write books. Yes. Yes. You see, part of my teaching ministry is in writing. Very much a large part. Yes. Now you have not even preached. And you want to write a book. What will you be writing about? One day somebody came to see me and he said he wants me to help him to promote the book that he has written into the world. And I said, look, it's not a small thing for a book to be read in the world. Yes. For people to read it and even understand it. Yes. It's not a small thing. To even be read, even just in Ghana. Yes. I felt very sad. Because I didn't know what to do to make his book. So I took some and said, put it in the bookshop. And they didn't buy it. But you can become a great teacher. Branches of the great teaching ministry. Even writing songs. Oh, yes. As you hear Ida singing, we are being ministered to practically. We don't have to even need preaching. It is being sung to you. It is being sung to you. The teachings. Ready at 20. What other do you want to hear? Ready at 20. Is it not the message of the whole camp? They are 20. It's a teaching. Yes. That's why you listen to the songs and see that your life is moving forward. Just listening to the music alone. Because it's a power. It's an anointing. So, I don't know what you are hoping for. Maybe you are hoping one day to go to Singapore. To go. Don't hope for that. Hope to be a great teacher. And I am sure that on the day that I was listening to that message by Kenneth Hagin and something entered into me, I said, from today you can teach. That's all. Amazing. From today you can teach. You see, you must value this teaching anointing. And because people don't see it as a great thing, you know, but me, I was a follower of Kenneth Hagin, still am. So he was a teacher. He outlasted all the miracle workers and all the people that were doing things, tents and all the evangelists, and all. He was still there. And Ora Roberts spoke about him when he died. He said that he doesn't know anybody who has influenced the world, the church, more than Kenneth Hagin in the whole world. That's what the comment that Robert did not attend because I think he wasn't well. But this is the letter that he wrote was read out at Kenneth Hagin's funeral. That he doesn't know of any one person who has influenced the church and the world more than Kenneth Hagin. When Kenneth Hagin died, it was not reported much in the newspaper. When Ora Roberts died, it was reported in about 500 newspapers across the world or more. But Kenneth Hagin was not, but he influenced the church more than anybody. Yes. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
So, you'll be invited to teach and to speak when you are a great teacher. They say, oh, if you can come. You see, if you take somebody like Reverend Eastwood, he's a great teacher or a preacher of the word. If he doesn't even do any miracle and he just preaches, you'll be blessed. If there's no, like he just stands here and he preaches for 1 hour, you'll be blessed. I mean, very much blessed. That's how, is it? To teach well and to preach well is something wonderful. But because people don't see it, you see, you start with your small group. And you have hopes that this group will grow and more people will be delighted to come and listen. Yes. People don't have these hopes. I have hopes for so many other things. So look at the car he's driving. I want to drive one. Internet, you are not driving one too. Are you there?
Yes.
Sit down, please. We are just about to close. Now, the next one is, you should have hope to be a great pastor.
Okay.
Man, I've always hoped to be a great shepherd. That's why I write about shepherding. Most people don't want to be a great shepherd. I want to be a great shepherd and have a large congregation. That on Sunday, a lot of people came to be fed. It's my hope. It's one of the things I'm hoping for. One of the things, my dream, one of my dreams.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I want to have more thousands of people. You see, people don't have much hopes for such things. They have hope for so many other things in the world. You see, when you are hoping and your eyes are set on other things, you don't get the right things. Yes. I want to be a shepherd. Look after the people. Talk to the people. Solve the problems. Stay with them. Go to the mud. Come out. Water them. Wash them. Put oil on them. Rub them so that the flies don't bite them. Visit them. Talk to them. Interact with them. Laugh with them. Be happy with them. When they are doing well, be happy with them. Visit them. Attend their programs. Attend their great days. Stand with them when they are sad. A great shepherd. It's a goal. People don't have such goals. You just have a goal. You want money. How will you ever be rich if that's your goal? So your hopes are not nice hopes. Yes. You don't have hope for great things. The things that God, are very great things that he's given us. Those are not the hopes you have. To be a great pastor. When I saw Yonggi Choa, I said, what is a great man? Thousands come, thousands go, thousands come, thousands go, thousands come. By the evening, seven services, 700,000 people have come to church. Not today, long time ago. As a great shepherd, great pastor. You are happy with 33 people. You are happy with 28 people. You are happy with them appointing you and calling you reverend. You are happy with position and posts. Me, I'm not a ceremonies man. I like these ceremonies and them, you know. No. I like reality. You should be ashamed of yourself to just be collecting posts. A post without portfolio. A post without an actual job. You are just enjoying the word, pastor, reverend, sir. You are like the Pharisees. Revo. LP, Shepi. Where do you get all these words from? Papa. Papa of who? So, and when you have that hope, you drive towards it.
That's right.
I want to be a greater pastor. You see, when you do that, when you have the right hopes and you are hoping for the things that God has showed us to set our eyes and our hearts on. You know, you see what he said in Matthew 6, 32 and 31. He said that these things, the Gentiles seek for them. These are the things that Gentiles have their hopes on. You are a minister, an elder, somebody who is working for God. You don't have to have your mind on verse 31. Take thought what we eat, what we drink, what we do. You know, in Rejoiner's new book, The Valley, it's called The Valley. If you care to read it. In that vision, he was walking through a valley with some people. Then they heard some noise ahead. Then they said something dangerous is happening in front. So when they got there, they saw a lot of people wounded. They said, who are these? They were lying on the floor, they were wounded. They said, oh, these are members of a large church that have been attacked. The church has been attacked and scattered. And then in the book, I wanted to quote it for you, but it will take a long time. He said that this is a result of teaching for years on self-preservation and self-enhancement and selfishness about yourself and your life. And that in these days, when you preach any good thing and it's not based on the cross, it will not last. And that is why this big church has scattered. And all these wounded people are hurt people from the church that were all lying on the ground everywhere. You can read it for yourself, The Valley by Rejoiner. Huh? Amazing. So, rather than having your mind on what are we going to eat, what are we going to drink, your mind should be, how can I be a great pastor? A great pastor. Beautiful. How can I be a great teacher? Back to Ephesians 4:11. Hope. Then I become a great evangelist. Wow. I would like to be a great evangelist. Great. Ha! I would like to carry the mantle of Bunkie. Yes. Is that what I hope for? I like to see thousands of people at crusades. I like to go to towns and countries. I want to be a great evangelist and go to islands where nobody goes and preach to the people. We were in Dar es Salaam. They said no crusade after 6 p.m. No gathering of human beings after 6 p.m. Dangerous. We had the crusade in the afternoon, 3 o'clock. Full traffic in town. Yes. But we had thousands of people. You never know till you travel. We are going to Rwanda. They say the same thing. No gathering after 6 p.m. You never know what is going on till you go. These are the hopes that I have. I hope to be rich. Hope to have money. Hope to go here. Hope to go here. It's interesting. As I'm hoping to be a great pastor, a great teacher, that I'm now being invited. Come here, come here, come here. Yes. Amazing. I'm trying to show you how the elders had a great report by having great hopes, things they hoped for. Things they hoped for. What do you hope for? Things they hoped for. These are what I'm hoping for. Things they hoped for. They hoped that they would become. Yes. They hoped they would become great teachers, great pastors, great evangelists. Things they hoped for. If you are ever going to have a good report as an elder, you must hope for the right things. And you see that they will all be coming to pass one after the other. When I entered PASA, our crusade at PASA, when I entered, you know, now we don't use chairs. When I drove into the field, I said, the mantle of Bunkie has fallen on me. When I saw the crowd, they're standing there like trees. It was in PASA that the words just came out of my mouth. I said, yeah. hopes. These are my hopes. You may laugh at me. There are people who say, oh, are you sure this? Keep mocking. My mockers are cursed. I curse all of them. Keep mocking. Oh, my mockers are cursed. Fire will burn you. You'll be surprised. Great evangelist.
Hallelujah.
Great evangelist.
Hallelujah.
Things hoped for by elders. 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 By this, the elders obtain a good report. Things hoped for by elders. Then, prophets. Ah, those of you who have never been to the Kriwem Museum, very soon, you'll be seeing so many other things. Angels, Kenneth Hagin, and the people with the visions. In the next section. Amazing. The prophets. Eish. Kala shota bala basa bala. Yes. I would like to be a very great prophet. I'd like to see visions. These are the things I'm hoping for. I don't know what you are hoping for. I like my eyes to be opened.
It's a good thing.
It's yes. I mean, Kenneth Hagin was in the hospital. He said he wore his clothes and walked out of the ward and came back to the private ward. And he sat there fully dressed. Suddenly the door opened. Jesus came in and came to sit by him. Have you seen some before? No, there's only one other person that he was also called, I don't want to mention his name, but Jesus walked in front of the congregation right to the pulpit through the church. I don't mention his name. You don't know him, but he walked through. Everybody saw him. Yes. There are levels of prophets. I'd like to be a great prophet like Rejoiner. Hey, he's met Paul. Paul has discussed things with him. He's met Enoch. He said Enoch was the happiest person he has ever seen. Happiest. Those of you who are always sad, make yourself very moody. He was very happy. He said that there's joy in the presence of the Lord. Enoch walked with the Lord. Then he met Elijah. Elijah told him, I was shocked when I said, Elijah told me I didn't finish my ministry. My ministry was cut short by Jezebel. And because I left Jezebel, it affected the generation that came after me. It took up for a long time before they could deal with Jezebel. And he said, I didn't finish my ministry because of depression. Yes. You see, he described all earlier. Elijah told him everything. Would you not also like to meet Elijah? These are the things I'm hoping for. If I can see Isaiah or any of these guys. Wow. Yes. He was praying for money, Kenneth Hagin. He needed money. And the Lord told him, do you remember when I told you this? You said, because you didn't listen to me, that's why you don't have money. Because I told you to prepare for this is what's going to happen in the country. You didn't believe me. I told you. Then as he was speaking, there was a man standing behind him. He said, who is this man? He said, it's your angel. And he said, he's going to bring you this money. And he mentioned an amount exactly to the day the angel brought the money. Of course, he didn't see the angel bringing the money, but the money was organized. Jesus told him, do you think as demons surround people, do you think my angels cannot surround people and tell them to give? Bishop Oedipo said that he was talking to one of his pastors because the pastor was complaining of poverty in Liberia. And he told him, be a savior of men. He said, this year alone, I've received 66 cars. People have given me 66 cars. So rise up in the spirit. People will bring their cars to you. A savior without a car. You'll be receiving cars. Are you still around? Are you sure you are still around? I'm talking about things you should hope for as an elder.
Amen.
Yes. Elders. Hope to be a woman of visions.
Amen.
Keziah. Hope to, don't just hope to be a singer. Hope to be a prophet. But I can be a prophet. I'll be standing there looking. There are people who look when they see the stage. They don't see. They see the spirits that are on the stage as well. They see you and they see the spirits. Yes. Hey, there are higher things too. Higher visions. So that's why I traveled to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to go and see Kenneth Hagin. My hope, he attracted me so much. Now, a prophet contains, some of them are also teachers. So when you move into the prophetic, you can see that the teacher has become a prophet. Teachers become prophets sometimes, not always. Sometimes. And they say that the prophet is also a teacher. Like Moses, he was teaching a lot, but he was a prophet. Jesus was a great prophet. He was teaching a lot. So when the teaching gets to a point, it becomes like a prophet who is teaching. And some ordinary teachers have teachings that are prophetic.
Okay.
Like this morning in the service, we had a first part. It was a prophetic service. Most of the scriptures would be prophetic scriptures. Yeah, that you don't understand in the context of what it's about. Are you still around?
Yes.
Yes. So have things that elders hope for.
Amen.
I would love to be a prophet. And I've noticed, you see, my books on loyalty, they are prophetic.
Yeah.
So people look and say, but have you been to my church? Has somebody told you this person? What have you know? How do you know all these things about them? Some start crying. Yes. I preached to Assemblies of God pastors, 1,000 of them in Malaysia. When I finished, I handed over, I sat, just stages of loyalty. I sat down. As soon as I sat down, the pastor stood to the microphone and he stood there. They said, hey! He started crying for about 20 minutes. I didn't know why he was crying. He cried, ah. I preached once and I gave a story about somebody playing the guitar and singing. I gave a story. The pastor said, look, there is a man who plays the guitar, he sings, he does all the things you said, as if you knew the guy. I said, I beg you, I don't know this guy. Yes. I was in a town called skip my mind, in Panama. And where the black people are in Panama, what's it called?
Colon.
Yeah. They invited me to speak at a dinner in the evening and the next morning, Sunday. So I spoke at the dinner, so I should speak. So the dinner, I spoke stages of disloyalty. Is it normal? Stages of disloyalty. The stages that you have been hearing. So I finished and I went to my hotel to sleep. Then the next morning, they came to pick me to the church. When I got to the church door was closed. I said, why? They said, something is happening. Because of what happened last night. I said, what happened last night? So I said, should we wait? I said, yeah, please wait. So I waited outside. Sometimes then they came back. I said, I don't think the service can come on. Said, people are on the floor. There is some commotion. There is confusion in the church. Because of the disloyalty message I came to preach yesterday at the dinner. That was, so I went back to the hotel. I was just relaxing. I had lunch. And I never preached. Yes. The prophetic teachings. Yes. Number of times it's happened. Yes. Yes. One day I went to a country and I saw that my book, Loyalty and Disloyalty, has been translated into Arabic.
Hey!
Arabic and printed. Printed in Arabic. Yes. And they have shared it. Arabic. Loyalty and disloyalty in Arabic. Yes. At their own cost. So a lot of these, when you say one of you is a devil, it's a prophecy. One of you is a devil. So many of the loyalty books have ended up being prophetic teachings. And so on and so forth. So have great hopes as an elder that you are going to be one of the greatest prophets. Pray for visions and dreams. Rick Joyner said he prayed for it for years. Kenneth Hagin said he prayed for the spirit of revelation and wisdom for years. Revelation. It doesn't just come. Rick Joyner said he studied history for years. Because a prophecy is really history repeated. That which has been is that which shall be. And then apostles. Apostle also, when you are a pastor, you can graduate into an apostle. And then you have more churches. Have you seen Paul used to write, unto the churches. To the churches. Yeah. To the churches. Jesus is a great apostle of our faith. To the churches. So then, if you are not just a pastor of one church, but churches. Can you one day be a great apostle? Or you want to be a great banker? I want to be a great lecturer. I want to be a great fisherman. You want to be a great what? Accountant. A great accountant. A great apostle. I'm talking about things in the Bible. Why don't you focus on Bible things? That's what I don't understand. We are ministers, and instead of focusing on building churches, we want to rather build everything else apart from church. It's amazing. Relevant. We want to be relevant.
Huh? We want to be relevant to the society.
So we build what?
Hospitals, orphanages, universities, schools, primary schools. That's what we do. But we don't believe in what God has given us. Which is Jesus Christ. He came from all the way from heaven to come and preach. Not to come and give us universities and all these things.
I told you he was a teacher. A great teacher.
Great teacher.
He's teaching us. Yes. Maybe one day you are going to be a great teacher in Mauritius. Maybe you'll be a great teacher in Madagascar. Maybe you'll be a great teacher in Mozambique. A great prophet in Angola. A great prophet. Wow. These are the things I'm hoping for. I want to be a great apostle and have churches in every country. I want a denomination in each country. I don't want a church, a denomination. I want at least 6 bishops in every country. Yes. I want to build 1,000 churches. I want to overtake all the churches in the system. You say you have 2,000. I want to pass all of them practically in my lifetime. Yes. These are my hopes. I'm hoping to achieve such things. Yes, and get a good report. By it, the elders obtain a good report. They believe in and they hope for certain things. Things hoped for by elders. Things hoped for by elders. I want to have buildings. I don't want my church to be in classroom. Each church should be in a building. Oh, it's wrong to be. Is it unethical? Or is there something wrong with such a hope? I want churches in Togo, in Sokode, in Kara, in Atapame, in Palime, in Lome. I want churches in Benin, in Parakou, in Bohikon, in Abomey Calavi, in Porto Novo. I want churches in Cote d'Ivoire, in Divo, in Ganyowa, in Daloa, in Man, in Yamoussoukro, in Abobo, in Bouake. I want churches all over. I want churches in Liberia, in Zwedru, in Ganta, in Banga, in Kakata, in Buchanan, in Robertsport, in Monrovia, in Sierra Leone. I want church in Bo, in Kenema, in Makeni. I want church in Koidu. I want church in Jui. I want church in Freetown. I want church on the island of the airport. I want church in all these places. It's my hope and my dream. God should grant my hopes. These are the things I'm hoping for. In Zimbabwe, I want church in Gweru, in Kwekwe, in Kadoma, in Bulawayo, in Betridge, in Mashvingo, in Sishavani. I want church in Mutare, in Bindura, in Mozambique. I want church in Shashai, in Mashishi, in Matola, in Maputo, in Magude, in Chokwe, in Inyambani, in Beira, in Tete. These are towns I'm praying, Lord, give me churches in all these places. I have vision to be a great apostle. I don't know, you want to build, I don't know what you want to do. You want to have a pharmacy shop, chain of pharmacy shops, forex bureaus. I'm hoping to build churches in Kabwe, in Zambia, in Kafue, in Chingola, in Mufulira, in Indola, in Kitwe, in Luansha, in Choma, Livingston. These are places I pray for it. I don't know what you are dreaming about. I'm dreaming for churches in all these places. In South Africa, I want church in Secunda, churches in Mafikeng, in Sebokeng, in Mokopani, in Kowankowa, in Toyando. I want church in Welkom. I want church in Cape Town, church in East London, church in Port Elizabeth, church in Paarl, church in Mtata. I want church in all these places, in Mamelodi. I want to have churches with buildings and pastors and bishops. I don't know what you are dreaming about. Why don't you dream to be a great apostle? I don't even know what you are trying to be. You see, you are not having hopes for the things in the Bible. But I think you are hoping for what? I don't know. A wife. A wife is for after work. Barnabas and I, have we not the power to forbear working? After work, then you have a wife. Wife is for after work. Wife is not for work. Wife is for after work. Barnabas and I, have we not the power to forbear working? Wife is for after work. Not during work. After work. Barnabas and I. I only and Barnabas. Have we not the power to forbear working? After work, then his wife. Great apostle. I like to have church. Today I told somebody I'll send you to Kisangani in my office. Kisangani, Lumumbashi, Kinshasa. I want to send people to Congo, to Rwanda, everywhere, all the towns, the places. Lesotho, Maputswe, Maseru, Mafikeng. I want to send people to Mbambani, Swaziland, Manzini. These are my dreams. I don't know what you are dreaming. You are dreaming for cars. Mobile money. You want to be a mobile money? Mobile money what?
To set up operator.
Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. God has set some in the church, apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles. This is another anointing. You can have hopes to be a minister of miracles. Yes. How many want miracles? That's different from teaching, so. Miracles. Eye miracles. Cancer miracles. Stretches. Kenneth Hagin went to preach and they brought stretches. He was complaining to God. He said, God, have you seen the stretches outside? He was very tense because of the stretches and the ambulances that were outside the church. Because he was being driven there. He was late for the program. And the guy who was driving very fast. So he said that he had to stop praying for the program and pray for the driver. So he was very tense. When they got to the church, he saw they had brought ambulances parked outside. He started to complain. Oh God, how am I going to heal these people? I couldn't even pray in the car. Then a voice came in the room. Were you planning on healing the people? He said, what? Were you planning on healing them? A voice, an audible voice. So he looked in the wardrobe. He looked everywhere. Couldn't find anyone. Then the voice came again. Were you planning on healing them? 3 times. Were you planning on healing them? And he said, then he realized that the Lord was speaking. And he said, no. And he told him, the greater one in you is going to heal the people. He said, all the people in the stretchers, they came out that night. Kama shata baka bayana. Great visions and hopes to be a miracle worker. That's what I mean. I don't believe in those who criticize the prophets and people that are doing miracles. That's what we are hoping for. So when somebody is doing it, it shouldn't be the first thing. Oh, these guys are not. I mean, they are not good. They are correct. Why do you say they are not? They are correct until proved otherwise. Maybe that's what I'm hoping for. So if I see somebody doing, say, I mean, I also like to be like that. I wish I had such gifts. I wish I could call your car number out and all those things. Call your phone number and things. So that you fall down and worship God. Don't be jealous when you see great things. Miracles, healings. 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 Healing. That people will come to you for healings. You know, one of the things I used to pray, we used to have crusade. No sick person was ever brought to the crusade. So I realized that no one was expecting healing. So I used to pray. I said, Lord, when Bonke and some of these people are having crusade, you see wheelchair sick people are being brought there. So when it started to happen to me, I saw cripples, wheelchairs, stretchers. I mean, with drips. In ambulances, in cars. And I saw that what I had prayed for was beginning to happen. Why don't you hope for such great things? That people have heard that you are around. And they are coming for healings. Helps. Why don't you have a hope, that you'll be the greatest help. Hallelujah. The greatest help to this person. That without you, the person's ministry will be cut down to a percentage. Cut down. Through your help, the person will do great things. Hallelujah. Through your help, through what you do for the person, it will go higher and higher and higher. People don't have any hope. You know, Mrs. Saki, before she died, she told me, she said, you know, I want to help you. I want to do something, whatever. Maybe she knew she was going to go. I want you to help the books, what you are doing, to go far. Oh, yeah. She said, then you know what she told me? She said, I don't want to come on Sundays. I don't want to come to have ministry meetings again. On Sunday, I want to go and work in the office. She told me. I told her, oh, why? You don't want to? She said, I feel that is the way to really help you. Why don't you have, and when she died, It took not less than 2 years to recover from her absence. Not less than 2 years. It was very difficult to recover from her absence. For me, I'm talking about me personally. I'm not married to her. I was not married to her. But to recover from her absence in the work that we were doing. Some of you, if you die, we have recovered before you died. God forbid. God for really bid. Yes, you may not be standing in a pulpit, but you can help. Every man of God's ministry is like this. Look, are you watching? Every man of God's ministry is like this. Is this come from down? It goes like this. Then it goes like this. It plateaus. Then it goes down. So most of ministries come like this. Every time you have a helper, it goes like this sometimes. Then it stays. Another helper comes. Push it up again like this. Like that. It all depends on the helpers. Yes. Yes. Every man of God is always plateaued to a point. There are people that can make a big difference, but their mind is not to help. They want to help even NPP or NDC more. When they win elections, they have to reward so many people. Hey, people sell their houses for elections. So people give everything. They push, they speak, they come out, singers. They come out, they make songs, they stand openly, they stand and say, I am belonging to this man, I support this man. When it comes to the church, doing funny games, they'll give you 1,000 cedis. When it was election, they give, I mean, $500,000. They can give 100,000, 500,000, 1 million. Big, big monies to help. When it comes to the church, you see, they'll give pennies. Amazing. So, rise up and become. Have a hope. Those of you ladies, many ladies are good helpers. Why? Because first of all, your natural calling is to help. A woman. A woman is a help meet. Suitable. Most women don't help their husbands. You pipe past helping your husband long time ago and became independent. True or not true? Stop pretending. Long time you stop helping. What help do you do for the person? Even cooking, some maid or somebody is cooking and serving the person. Let's be serious. Okpa, Jengmo, you are trying to. I don't want to talk. There are some children here. I don't want to say certain things. I should say all the things. I should say all the things. I've said enough. As you say more, you'll be sitting there quietly and I'll be saying more things. You stop helping the man long time ago. The help you gave him was to bring forth children. After you brought the children, number one, number two, number three, that's all, done. Akbar, case closed. And you mind your own business from there. True or not true? Let's be serious. So often it is in the ministry that you find that original calling again. To help. To assist. To push. Yes. Bishop Oyedepo started flying planes in 1996. That's when they started flying their private jet. Yes. 1996. Yes. Back. Hello? Hey. Governments. Now, go to Romans chapter 12. Go to verse 3. For I say, don't think of yourself more highly. Verse 4. We have many members. Verse 5. Beautiful. Verse 6. Now, having gifts different gifts, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. And finally, verse 7, ministry. Ministry is to serve. Why don't you plan to be the greatest servant? Teaching, again, you see teaching is featuring everywhere. It's a very great thing, teaching. It's like the beginning of ministry is teaching. Verse 8. Now, he that exhorteth on exhortation. Exhortation is like evangelism without miracles. It's an exhorter. He just encourages people to be saved. And giving, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Yes. He that ruleth. So have a vision to be a great giver. You don't have so many people look at me, so I want to really give this man money to go and do evangelism, to go and do this, to go and do this. That's why we are not prospering. Yes. But from now,
hallelujah,
your hopes for a great ministry are released in Jesus' name. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for raising up great ministers. Thank you for your power that is beautiful amongst us. Thank you for great hopes of great things. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.